Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 93 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In previous podcasts, I talked about various types of doubles partners, along with the importance of understanding what kind of doubles partner you are. In this podcast, I'd like to expand on this discussion and talk about the alpha in doubles, specifically when you are playing as the alpha and when you are playing with the alpha. Now, pinning down a specific or concise definition of alpha in doubles can be a bit challenging, as alpha encompasses a broad spectrum of skills, attributes, attitudes, to name a few. In podcast episode number 25, I talked a little bit about alpha as that player who is the leader of your doubles partnership, the one who sets the tone for your team. Now, expanding on this definition, the alpha is the one who understands to remain calm and level-headed under fire, the one who proactively brings focus, intensity, purpose, support, and accountability to the partner and partnership, particularly during challenging moments in a match. When playing as the alpha, you have to trust your partner and allow him or her to play with a relaxed mindset to get the best possible performance out of them. It's also worth pointing out, the alpha is not necessarily the stronger player. Although, admittedly, at the club and recreational levels, being the stronger player does tend to be a more prominent factor for a player being the alpha. Now, running the risk of oversimplifying things, if I were to sum up in one word what it means to play as the alpha, it would be leadership. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, a doubles partnership is like any relationship in life. If you are going to be the alpha, you truly have to understand and embrace that you will likely be doing more than your so-called fair share, as it is rarely ever perfectly 50-50 right down the middle. As the alpha, you have to be proactive and able to lead in a variety of ways. By your play, by your actions, your words, your body language, your sound judgment and awareness of your partner and partnership's particular attributes, and so on. Now, flipping the script, when you are not the alpha of your doubles team and thus playing with a partner who is, well, what then? Truthfully, it's not all that different as it pertains to awareness and doing what you can to get the best performance out of yourself, your partner, and team. When playing with the alpha, you have to be okay with deferring to your partner, allowing your partner to lead, meanwhile being able to handle your business within the constructs of your partner's lead. Now, as I mentioned in podcast episode 25, it's been my experience that two strong-minded players trying to be alphas on the same team, well, they typically do not make for a good doubles team, at least not for very long. Few, if any, doubles partnerships ever last long when both players try to be the leaders of that team. I mean, think about it. Two leaders of a two-person team? Not likely a recipe for success. Ideally, one person leads and the other defers and follows. You certainly see this dynamic in some of the top doubles teams today, whether it's Martina Hingis and Letitia Chan, or Jamie Murray and Bruno Soares, or the Bryan brothers. It's fairly obvious who the alphas on these teams are. And it's important to note that deferring to the alpha does not mean you are weak-minded or a lesser player. It means you understand your role and the importance of allowing your partner to lead, versus when you are the alpha and leading the charge. To sum it up, as alpha, you are the leader, the one who proactively sets the tone, sharpens the focus and intensity for your team, the one who is at the front of the line when it comes to accountability and support. When you are not the alpha and thus playing with the alpha, you have to be okay with deferring to your partner and be able to take care of your business under your partner's leadership, tone, and direction. At the end of the day, whether you are playing as the alpha or with the alpha, the primary objective of doing what you can to get the most out of yourself, your doubles partner, and team are the same. It comes down to whether you are the one leading or the one following. You need to have the ability to do both well in order to be successful. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.